It's usually a bad idea to talk politics in the office. Still, recent policy from the Office of Special Counsel aimed to clarify if and how discussing impeachment might take place. But OSC ended up creating more questions than answers. Austin Evers is executive director of the watchdog group American Oversight. He tells Federal News Network's Eric White why, even as a former government attorney, he's not quite sure what the rules mean.
The Office of Special Counsel is responsible for enforcing the Hatch Act around the government, and they are a great watchdog. They're really important, and as it's with respect to this administration, they've been really important in calling out misbehavior. And what seems to have happened here is that they got some questions from the federal workforce about engaging in discussions of impeachment or engaging in resistance activities, and they put out this guidance on November 27th that created some pretty troubling categorical rules with respect to both. Basically, they created a presumption that if you're talking about impeachment or you're engaged in the resistance or hashtag resist, you are violating the Hatch Act. And I think that would come as very troubling news to thousands of federal employees who may have had a resist sign on their desk for months and months. Maybe they got it at the Women's March, or maybe they read the newspaper and say, my God, the president should be impeached. They might be violating the law. So it was very troubling. It went too far. And in my view, the scariest thing about both of them is that in an era where we've seen investigations and retaliation against the civil service, the so-called deep state, this could give political appointees in the Trump administration a cudgel to carry out their desire to clean out the federal workforce.
We're speaking with Austin Evers. He's the executive director of American Oversight. Now, I mean, we have to go on the other side of things. What if you're an employee that says, you know, you have a sign, you know, the OSC already said no Make America Great signs are allowed in the office. What about, you know, anything else that says I support the president no matter what, something like that? Do you all feel that this notice did impact that as well?
So Make America Great or Stronger Together or Yes We Can, those are all campaign slogans. So it's a pretty easy call when a federal employee is carrying around a sign or saying campaign slogans that they're engaged in political activity. The problem here was that resistance or impeachment are not inherently political activity. You could be resisting a policy. Resist has been a umbrella term for pushing back on this administration while it is in office, not in connection with a campaign, but while it is in office. And you are allowed to do that under the Hatch Act. In fact, I think many people feel themselves obligated to do that as federal employees. And with respect to impeachment, what could be less electorally driven than the Constitution's mechanism for removing someone for high crimes and misdemeanors? And I'll point out a bizarre circumstance where this Hatch Act guidance could come into play. Imagine if Sarah Sanders is at the podium at the White House and she says the president should not be impeached. According to the OSC guidelines from last week, she's violating the Hatch Act. That just doesn't wash. That's not what the law is. It's not what the law should be. And I think the OSC did a disservice to the federal workforce by sending this chilling message out to, you know, basically keep your mouth shut.
Well, there has been a clarification from the OSC saying that, you know, you can discuss impeachment, but you kind of have to go, you have to stay on the sidelines, so to speak. You can't be for or against it. Do you think that that cleared things up or made things a little more confusing?
I'm more confused. And let's just make it as clear as possible what the lack of clarity they put out. So this clarification says that you are not allowed to engage in advocacy for or against the impeachment of the president. However, two employees may discuss whether reported conduct by the president warrants impeachment and express an opinion about whether the president should be impeached. If you can tell me the difference between advocacy and saying someone should or should not be impeached, I'd be impressed. I think it's a distinction without a difference. And if I were a federal employee, I would be more confused and even more likely to keep my mouth shut because this clarification just makes it harder to figure out what's allowed.
Austin Evers is the executive director of American Oversight. And speaking of being a federal employee, you are a former senior counsel in the State Department for Oversight and Transparency Matters. So if you were still in that position, what would you tell people who you, your coworkers and other people you had working under you if they ask you for some guidance?
I think that's a really fair question, and I think it speaks to the challenge of this guidance. If you are a designated agency ethics official at one of the federal agencies and you're receiving this and then receiving follow-up questions, I think you are in a very difficult place. What is the difference between advocacy and saying something should or should not happen? I think what I would convey to the federal workforce is that with respect to the Hatch Act and political activity, you always need to be careful. Circumstances matter. So if you are saying, don't vote for the president because he should be impeached, that's going to be more likely to be political activity than saying, that to me looks like a high crime and misdemeanor for which impeachment might be warranted. So I think circumstances matter. I think coming at this from, with sobriety and empathy towards what people are experiencing. But then I also think the OSC has more work to do. I think they should withdraw this guidance. Entirely, and I think they should put out rules that are clearly driven by circumstances. Different factors can weigh in different ways, and that's the way the law generally applies. The quest for a categorical rule has created very bad and unclear guidance.
So, just curious. So, do you think that it's a job of a federal employee to always keep their leaders in check, whether they're politically appointed or just a career federal employee, that they should always sort of have a questioning attitude towards policies? Or is it just, that they should just do what they're told and that's their job? I'm just curious to know your viewpoint on that.
So when I was at the State Department, I came to really love the Civil and Foreign Service because of the sense of duty that they brought to work every day. It wasn't a sense of skepticism that they should second guess everything. It's that they believed it was their obligation to run the government in a way that was apolitical and in the national interest. And if they saw things that were out of that line, they would speak up. They would, of course, follow the chain of command. They would, of course, execute policy. But where they disagreed, they would say so. And I think that is a duty they all have. And then, federal employees take an oath to uphold the Constitution. With respect to this impeachment guidance, I'm not sure how you can follow this OSC guidance and uphold your oath. If you see high crimes and misdemeanors or treason, I think you should say something. And speaking of that, if there are federal employees out there who are confused or are concerned about what they are seeing, there are groups out there like American Oversight, there's members of Congress, there's the press who would, I'm sure, love to hear about misconduct going on in the agencies. And I think with Congress coming back in 2019 to conduct oversight, and with groups like mine that use FOIA, there are ways to get the word out without engaging in unlawful leaks. So I'd also encourage people to think about talking to their designated agency ethics officials, their union counsel, their legal office, about the legal ways to convey information out of the workforce.
But can you advocate impeachment for high, impeachments, whether you like it or not, are always going to be political, probably. Can you advocate for impeachment without getting into the political aspect of things?
That is the idea that impeachment is a political question is meant to distinguish it from the criminal law. The president doesn't need to violate Title 18 of the United States Code to be impeached. We did this debate during Nixon. We did it with Clinton. It's firmly established that it is a, quote, political question. But is it also political activity within the meaning of the Hatch Act that's designed to ensure that people aren't engaged in essentially campaign activities while on the job? No, of course not. You take an oath to uphold the Constitution. If someone is violating it in such a way that warrants impeachment, I think your oath mandates that you speak up. And that's not Hatch Act political activity, although it might have a political impact in its fallout. It's a constitutional question, not a Hatch Act politics question, in my view.
Austin Evers, Executive Director of American Oversight, speaking with Federal News Network's Eric White. We'll post this interview at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to the Federal Drive at iTunes or Podcast One.